Okay, this week is Zocher Seyam HaShavos L'Kadshoy. This is 39 Melechas, so can't do all 39. So we'll just do a little bit about Melechas Koreya. So we'll start off with a Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ovin. Gemara Ksubis, Amar Rabbi Ovin. A person threw a chetz, and he was throwing it for Amos and Rishus Rabbim. And while it's flying in the air, it ripped something on Shabbos. He threw this chetz, an arrow, and it went right through a beged, and it ripped the beged, and you know it did it, and then it landed 4 amos away. So the Gemara discusses: should we say that it's kam lebi derabamine, because the person is doing chil Shabbos, and he's also doing korea. I mean, he's also doing ripping somebody's clothing. So he should pay for mazik. Usually the din would be he has to pay for mazik. But here he's mingmachal Shabbos. So the Gemara gets into a whole discussion about whether that's considered kam leib derabamine, because it actually only landed, the end of your carrying was really only actually later on. So when it ripped the beged, it was still before the actual zman of the malacha. So the Gemara has a whole discussion if you say kam leib derabamine or not. The question that we're going to discuss is that this is the part which the Gemara does not say a word about. The Gemara is only discussing the malacha of Maver Dal Ramas Brishus Rabbim. Why don't we discuss the malacha of Korea? When it rips the beged, you're doing L'chayra, you're doing the malacha of Korea. Oh, so very good. That's what we're going to mamash get. So, being that when the arrow right goes right through the beged, so at that very second I am doing hezek, I am destroying my friend's beged, and at that same exact second I'm doing koreya. So why don't we say that the koreya is kam leib derabamine on the hezek? Okay, so the Mitzvah Eison in the back of the Gemara talks about this in Bava Kama, and he says the poshut answer would be because it's mekalkel, because that's not a malach on Shabbos, because you're just ruining it. So memela, being that you ruin it, it's not a deraisa. The din is mekalkel is a drabbanim. Deraisa, if you're mekalkel, there's no malacha. So memela, that's pshat that we don't say kam leib derabamine on the ripping. But his kasha is that there's a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos on Bava Kama Lamed Hei on this. Tosfos says that there's no kam leib derabamine on mekalkel. Rashi says that there is. And Rashi says why? Because it's similar to Tana Dvechizkiya. There's a famous Tana Dvechizkiya all over Shas that not only is there kol mibdurabne when you do something b'mezid that you're chayv misa, but even if you did it b'shoigig, there's also kamle. So Rashi says, so even if you do mekalkala, you say kamle. Tosfos argues on that Rashi. Tosfos says that's not a good dimyan. When you do it b'shoigig, you did the malacha by mistake. If you did mekalkel, it's not a malacha. Rashi holds that Tanit V'chizki is saying that any act which could be a malacha is kamle. So since this could be malacha if it was good for me, even that's kamle also. That's Rashi. And there's a Yerushalmi, the Ramban in Shabbos Kuvav brings down a Yerushalmi that says the same as Rashi. Yerushalmi says that since if it would be a tikkun, it's kamle, so even if it's a mekalkel, it's also kamle. So the Mitzvah Eisen blibes tzarichin on Rashi. According to Rashi, that even mekalkel is also kamle b'derabamine. So ibezei, when you throw an arrow into your friend's beged, we should say that the mekalkel of Korea is kamle b'derabamine on the hezek. That's his kasha. So my shver said a teretz on this kasha, and later on we found that already kvar kadmu, Rav Chaim Moizer, Afike Yom, and the Nois Yaakov. The Nois Yaakov, you know, is the son of the Dvar Av, not the son, the brother of the Dvar Avram. All three of them were already said the same teretz that my shver said, that there's a famous Rashi on a Gemara, HaPesach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos. The Gemara is found in Makkos, Daf Gimel, and in Shabbos Memches. A person in those days, they used to like make these shirts with no neck hole. And then after they used to weave the shirt, then they would, you know, take a scissors and cut out the neck hole. So it says in the Gemara, you're chayiv chatas for doing that. So Rashi says, what is the malacha of cutting a neck hole? So Rashi says it's makah bepatish. You're chayiv for makah bepatish. So everybody asks, why didn't Rashi write kareya? So the Kesef Mishnah brings a ritva. We really have it. It's in the ritva on makas. The ritva says that you need kareya al minos litfor shtei tefiras. The words in the Mishnah, when it lists the 39 malachas, it says ha kareya al minos litfor shtei tefiras. So Memela says the ritva, when you cut the neck hole, you're not going to make any tefiras. You're not sewing it back. So it's not kareya. It's only makeh bepatish. So in other words, this is a very big chiddush. Why is this a very big chiddush? Because you could have a hakira in the Mishnah. It says hakarei al manaslit tvar shtei tefiras. Is the Mishnah really saying that the malacha is that you're only considered kareya if you do it with the intention of sewing it back, or the Mishnah is writing it just to make it into tikkun and not makalko? You could just say that the pshat is that this is just a dugma ba'alma. That you if you just rip something, it's mekalkel. So the Mishnah gave a dugma that you ripped it in order to sew it back better. V'hu adin any other way that you did a korea for any other thing. If you would say that, then it would turn out that making the neck hole is definitely korea. And the Rambam brings it down by korea. The Rambam says that when you cut the hole in the neck, it's korea. He says that it's lav davka if you're going to sew it back. It's just any tikkun. But Rashi, who said that it's makah bepatish, the Ritva says on him that it's because Rashi holds that you need korei al menos litfor. Oh, so if we see that Rashi's sheet is that the name of the malacha is korei al menos litfor, so when you throw the arrow into the shirt, I'm not sewing it back, right? I don't know what he's going to do, but I for sure am not being korea al menos litfor. So memela, it's not korea at all. It's if it would just be mekalkel, if I would do mekalkel, so Rashi says mekalkel is kam lebi d'rabimine. But over here it's much
less
because korea means, according to Rashi, korea al menos litfor, and I'm not doing it. So memela, that's why it's good. Rashi's like covered lishitasi. Rashi is good lishitas.
But even according to the Rambam, it's Grail of Tells, like you throw an arrow in the shirt, it's only a
right, but that's why we said before that Rashi in Bava Kama says that Mekalkal is Kol Midramini. Taisus argues on him, but Rashi says Mekalkal is Kol Midramini. So that's why the Mitzvah Eisen had his kasha in the first place. He said, this man is doing Mekalkal. So it's according to Rashi, we should say Kol Midramini. So we're answering, it's much less than Mekalkal, it's not Korea. Because Rashi's Shita is that you need Korea al menos litfor. That's what all these Achorinim say. The Achiezer, Naisi Akiv, Afike Yom. That was my Shver. My Shver is the one that brought in the Rashi in Makkos, I think. But that's what they all say. And there's a Diyik, another Diyik, that Rashi holds this way, from Rashi right there on the Mishnah, on the spot, on Ein Gimel. On the line of Korea, it says in the Mishnah Korea al menos litfor, says Rashi, I think I wrote down the exact words, yes. Avol Korea sheloi al menos litfor loi havi b'mishkan. But if you rip shelo al menos litfor, because in the Mishkan they used to rip it by the curtains to reweave it in case it didn't, you know, wasn't good. Says Rashi, but if you're Korea not to tefer, it wasn't in the Mishkan. Is the Kasha, what is bothering Rashi? Korea shalom nisvitvar is mekalkel. That's why. The answer is, Rashi's talking about Korea shalom nisvitvar, which was misaken. And Rashi is saying, Korea shalom nisvitvar wasn't in the Mishkan, I don't care what it was. If it wasn't al menos litfor, it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's not a malach. So that's the...
So mekalkel is not just a negative of something.
Well, mekalkel is mekalkel. What do you mean?
Doing a ma'aseh amalachas machsheva in a mekalkel type fashion makes it into a drabbana, right? So Rashi, the way Rashi was korea, There is no case of Mekalkel.
Oh. How will you, you're saying it will always be less. By Koreo, unless you could rip it, Amanos Litvar, and the whole thing will be Mekalkel still. I have a beautiful thing, which is perfect. I said, okay, I'm going to rip it and sew it back, because I want to make it a little worse. So in that case, it will be the Malacha, but it will be Mekalkel. But otherwise, it will be less. In your usual, it will usually be less. So that is the teretz that they want to see. Now the problem is that the Avnei Nezer in Ayur Chaim Kuf Peivav says he has a taina against this Mahalach in Rashi, because he has a Beferisha Rashi the opposite way. On Shabbos Lamed Alpha Mid Beis, where it's really going on the Malacha of Soyser, and the Gemara says you need Soyser Amnas Livinois. So Rashi says, why? Rashi says, because plain Soyser is Mekalkel. And Rashi brings the Pasuk, Meleches Machshebes, Beloy Mekalkel. And then Rashi says, V'chein Koreya Almanos Litvar. The also is the same thing. If you just Koreya, it's like Soyser. And that's why we need Almanos Litvar. So in this Rashi, it says that the reason is Mekalkel. So what happened? So Mamele, he says, this Rashi is the Iker, and the other Rashis are not the Iker. That's what he says. So I want to try to figure out how to put this together that it shouldn't end up a steer in the two Rashis. So I'm going to first say my own pshat, and then after that I'm going to say Rav Chaim Moisher's pshat. Then usually I say it the other way, but the reason I'm doing it this way is because my pshat is simpler, Rav Chaim Moisher is more mefulful. So I'm going to first say the simple way I think. I tie into the pshat Rashis like this. The two Rashis are two halves of the same thing. This half of the Rashi needs that Rashi, and that half of the Rashi needs the other. And together, they make a whole pshat. How's that? If you're going to just say the Rashi on Ayin Gimel, the Rashi says, you need it because that's how it was in the Mishkan. So then I'm going to ask you, since when do you check on all the almanoses of the Mishkan? You do the thing that they did in the Mishkan. If in the Mishkan they tore something, so the malach is when I tear something. We don't have by every single malach of the 39 malachas, Shoichet almanos this, and Zoreya almanos that. You do Zoreya, and that's as far as we go. We don't go further and further into the malacha. Therefore, we need to come out to the Rashi on Lamed Aleph. Rashi says, no, there's something the matter here. Because Soyser and Koreya are really basically Mekalkel. So you can't really make a malacha out of a mekalkel because it's not meleches machsheves. So now what should I do about it? So Rashi and Ayin Gimel came and he was mashlim and he said, what I'll do about it is I'll go a step further and I will make the malacha korei almanos litvar. Now the malacha will be a mesaken. So the pshat is at the end of the day. Really, the name of the Malacha really is Korei Almanos Litvar because of what Rashi says on Ayin Gimel. The Rashi on Lamed Aleph is not to be read alone. That Rashi is the dead end. That's the end of the whole sugya. The Rashi is saying, if you do plain Korea, you have a Ptur Mekalkel. That's the first half of the Inyan. Being that it's Mekalkel, that couldn't be the name of the Malacha. So therefore, we need a new name for the malacha. The name will be Korei Almanos Litvar. Now, if you're just going to have the Rashi on Lamed Aleph alone, and you'll say, there can't be a name of the malacha of Korei, because that's a Mekalkel. Of course, that's not good enough alone, because then we got to find the right name. So what's the right name? You can't just stop. This is not the malacha. So what is the malacha? So you need to go to Ayin Gimel. The name of the malacha is Korei Almanos Litvar, because that's how it's in the Mishkan. So at the end of the day, it's one big thing, and it comes out that Rashi really is saying that you need Korei Almanos Litvar in order to be a malach. So then that upholds the way that we were going with Afika Yom and everywhere like that. Now I'll say Rav Chaim Oizer's teretz. Rav Chaim Oizer's teretz is like this. He said more of a pilpul teretz. He said like this. We know that there's a machloikis in the whole Sechta Shabbos between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says you need to have the same purpose as the Mishkan, Tzricha Lagufa. If it's Mil Hashem Tzricha Lagufa, you're pat. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care what Tzricha it is. If you do the Malacha for any Tzricha, you're always chayv. And the Gemara uses a lashon Rabbi Shimon azal basar kavana, Rabbi Yehuda lo yazal basar kavana. Rabbi Shimon throws in the kavana is part of the important thing in the malacha. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about what kavana you had. So Zokter B'chai Meizer, there is a stira. The two Rashis are a stira, but the two Rashis are going in two different tanoim. The din, according to most, is like Rabbi Shimon. So Rashi in Ayin Gimel is going with the halacha, like Rabbi Shimon, that we go with the kavana. So if we go with the kavana, so then it's important to know the kavana of Kareya. So since in the Mishkan, the kavana was Kareya Manaslitvar, so Rabbi Shimon holds that you learn out that the name of the malacha is Kareya Manaslitvar. Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't care about the kavana of the Mishkan, so he holds we wouldn't look at Korei Al Benas Litvar. So that Rashi on Lamed Alf is Dibur Maschil Rabbi Yehuda. It's going on Rabbi Yehuda there. So Rashi is explaining him. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you didn't do Al Benas Litvar, it's Mekalkal. But if Taka, you ripped a rip of a Tikkun, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you it's Korea, and Rabbi Shimon will tell you it's not Korea. So that's Rav Chaim Moizer Nards. He makes it into a stira, and he wants to say that two Rashis are two Tanoim, and then like basic. Then every Gemara you can, you know. So going back to our original thing of throwing the arrow into the baggin. So Rashi again, we had a kasha on Rashi, but it's Korea. It's Komli B'Dramani because of Korea. So the answer is Rashi holds that the malacha is Korei Amnas Litvar. One Mahalach, Rashi all over holds that way. The other Mahalach of Chaim Moizer, it's Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda. So the same thing though, the Rashi here is going with Rabbi Shimon, with the Halacha, which is that you care about the Kavana, which means that the Malacha has to be Amnas Litvar, and Mimeil, at least La Halacha, it's not Korei at all. Okay, so basically, at least La Halacha, all the Pshatim are going the same way. It's not Korei at all. So this is Rav Chaim Moizer's Pshat. And it's kedai to mention a nice thing. It says in the Chaye Adam, the Mishnah Brewer brings this in Shin Mem. The Chaye Adam says that there's a case in Shulchan Aruch there. It's from the Rambam, really. The case is that a person has pages that got stuck together. Sometimes, like, pages are glued together and you separate them apart. Says the Rambam, Yechayv Midaraisa for Korea, if it was a case of Tikkun, if it was a Tikkun. So here you see, that's the Rambam Shita, as we already said earlier. He doesn't hold you need Amnas Litvar. Any Korea of Tikkun is already called Korea. So the Chai Adam says, I hold that this Rambam, Ozil L'taymei, that the Rambam holds that Malach, the Rambam Shita is, he paskins, Malach HaShein Tzvicha L'gufa is Chayv. But we, Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, holds Melacha Shetzichel Gufa is Pater. According to the Mechaber, if somebody would rip pages apart, you're Pater. So he, Tamei on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, how did the Shulchan Aruch go and copy this out of the Rambam, that separating pages are Chayiv? That doesn't stim, because the Mechaber Shita is Melacha Shetzichel Gufa is Pater. That is the Chayyar. So the Be'er Lacha says, I don't understand what the Chayyar is talking about, Bechlal. What does this have any shayches to melacha shein tzricha legufa? The person is ripping two pages apart from each other. So the Rambam holds that that's called kareya. So what's the connection? Chayyarab is saying, if you hold melacha shein tzricha legufa as chayav, then this is kareya. If you hold melacha shein tzricha legufa as pater, then it's not kareya. It's like a Medrash Pliya, the Chaye Adam. What's this to do with Melacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa here? Excuse me? That's the Melacha, right. Well, so that's the Chaye, the Mishnah Berurah blives Tzarchi and Gadol on the Chaye Adam. What is the Chaye Adam connecting these two things? So Rabbi Yisrael Edelstein from Bnei Brak, he said that if you heard the Rav Chaim Moizer, Rav Chaim Moizer Mamish said the same thing as that Chaye Adam said. Rav Chaim Moizer said that, what did Rav Chaim Moizer just say? That Rabbi Shimon always looks at the kavana of the Mishkan. So he says that you have to do every melacha tzricha legufa for the same kavana as the Mishkan. Says Rav Chaim Weizer, so too, Rabbi Shimon holds that the malacha has to be Korea Amanos Litvar, because that was how it was done in the Mishkan. Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't look at the reason of the Mishkan, he also says that the malacha is just plain Korea. So that is really exactly what the Chaim Adam just said. That is word for word really what the Chaim Adam said. The Chaim Adam said the same thing. He said, separating pages, which is a tikkun, but it's not al b'nas litvar, depends on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, it's a malacha shein tzicha l'gufa pater, so too, this malacha has to be mamash al b'nas litvar, so you're pater. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shein tzicha l'gufa is chayev, the malacha is just plain kirei. Okay, so you see that l'chayyara mamash holds like this, achiyas. Ad kan is the first mahalach to explain the Rashi. Okay, altogether I want to say three terutzim on the Rashi. This was the first terutz. The first terutz was that it's not Korea at all because it wasn't Amnas Litva. However, the Beir Halacha totally disagrees with this. He says you cannot say such a thing. It's a black on white Gemara that you're chayef for Korea without Litva. Where is that Feirush Gemara? Feirush Gemara Mamish on Daf Kuvav, the Gemara says, or Kuvhei, the Gemara says that if a person did Kriya for Avelus on Shabbos, he's Chayav for Kareya. Why? Because he did a mitzvah and that's a tikkun. He was because he did Kriya. So for the Gemara doesn't say anything about Amnas Litvar, and the Chafetz Chaim says even more, a certain Kriyas a person can't even do Teifer. It's not allowed. There's what?
Say he's talking about the kind of people where he can. The Gemara is not machalik. In that Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say ani muli bamed bar lamor if he's not gonna.
Right. It's no. Right.
So that's a riot.
Right. That either way is chayim for sure. It's a doichik otzum v'noyer to say that the Gemara means if he did it al menos litvar. It's beyond mamish doichik otzum. So the Chafetz Chaim says, Avada, this Gemara is a raya brura that this whole Chakira is nothing. Because, you see, it's a Beferish Gemara that any tikkun is considered Kareya. It doesn't have to be Amunas Litvar. He says, Shuv Matzasi Shekvar Heir Bazeh Hagili Nashas. Rabbi Kiveger already brought the raya. And it's taka true that Rabbi Kiveger on Ein Gimel Amid Beis says this raya, because Taisvis is Mashma, that you need mamish almanos litvar. Zok Rabbi Kiveger tzarichi in garos. Befeir she gemara you don't need almanos litvar. Any kriya of tikkun is already chai. So zok the beir locha that's final. There's nothing you can't argue with this. So he goes to the kasha that we saw that Rashi said when he makes the neck hole, it's considered makaba patish, and Rashi didn't say korea. And I'm claiming that any tikkun is always Korea. So what Rashi is shver again. I'll give you a different answer for Rashi. Korea, the mahus of Korea is that it's a kilkul. The mahus of Korea means a kilkul. So even somebody rips his shirt by Korea, he ruined his shirt. So that is Korea. But when a person makes a neck hole, that isn't called ripping. I don't know, maybe in English also, I don't know if you can use the word, I don't know what, but al-kaponim, in the sense of a malacha, the word kireya, it means the concept of ripping up something. So, mimela, by a case where the person did kriya for avelus, he ripped up his shirt, he ruined his shirt, that is a mahus of kireya, and he's chayev, because it wasn't important for him to do. So he's chayev, it's mlechas machsheves. But when he makes a neck hole, that's not Korea, because the mahus of it is fixing a shirt. It's not ripping anything up. So that's his pshat. And he says, Avada, according to me, Zokte Beir Alocha, if someone does a Korea of Kilkul, it really was Korea, but he's potter because he's Mekalkul. Because he's doicha mikol v'kol this whole mahalach, he says that a kareya is kareya. No matter whether it's almanos litvar or not almanos litvar, there's no such idea in the world. And this is what the Mishnah wrote, almanos litvar, it just means any tikkun is just an example. It could be any other tikkun. And Memela, he argues on everybody. So according to that, of course, Arkasha is going to be back again, right into its place, that the Kasha of the Mitzvah, that according to this, again, when he rips the shirt, it is Mekalkal, and we should say Kalmid Rabbaminate, the Kasha is going to be back. Okay, now before I'll go with the Be'er Halacha, I want to answer up the Kasha from the Oval. How is everyone else? There's a lot of things that the Be'er Halacha itself says, I admit that the Ritva said black and white, not like me. The Ritva said that the reason by the neck hole that it wasn't Korea is because he needs a almanot slitvar, but he says it's a yechida. Okay, but lamaisa, you have a Ritva. We need to have a pshat for the Ritva. And also, we have some nice diyukim. We have the Rashi and the Mishnah that says that it's Korea Shalom Nasitra Lahaya Bamishka. You have that Rashi there. And yeah, and they saw you gotta do something with that. And also the stipler in Shabbos says that Kanire, the Chafetz Chaim, only had the Gilyan Ashas. But if you look in Chidushe Rabbi Kiveger brought another raya to himself from an earlier Taisvis, where it's clear in the Taisvis that if you need Mamish Almin Al Slitvar. And the stipler says that that's a real strong Taisvis over there that Rabbi Kiveger brought. The Chafetz Chaim doesn't bring it because he only had the Gilyan Ashas there. He didn't have this other Taisvis. So there are plenty of rayas that you do need Almin Al Slitvar. So the Shaila is, if so, what is that takel pshat that a oval is chayiv? Where's the almanas litvah?
So a kriya almanas litvah is different than the kriya of an oval. Meaning, the mekalkel when the oval does the mekalkel, he's doing a mitzvah. So at the same time, he's doing something good. But almanas litvah, when you do the kriya, that's all it is mekalkel. You are going to do mesakein something later, but that kriya itself is not a tikkun.
Okay.
As a kriya where you separate the pages, that is a kriya that is a mesakein.
Okay, so therefore, what are you trying to say? Therefore, even if you say, maybe you're well, it won't be.
What he's saying is, even if an oval is, even if normal kriya is a kilkum, by an oval, it's an automatic tikkun, because you're fort getting a mitzvah. Same with the pages.
Okay. So we're going now that if you have a kriya, which is a tikkun, it is not chayav because you need koreya almanas litvar davka, right? That is the toisvis and the ritva, like the nekol. Okay, let's give our. Let's say, how about the case of the nekol? The nekol is the case, that's the best example here. The ritva says, if you make a nekol, you're not over kareya, because you need kareya al menos litva.
Right,
that's what I think you said.
Dr. That's not a tikkun?
There was no tikkun whatsoever.
No, why? I'm making a nekol. Right, and the ritva says, why is there no kriya? Frek the ritva, why are you not over on kriya there? Zakhtar Ritva, because you need Korea, I'm going to sleep for, and he's
right,
not sewing.
I'm never going to sew.
Okay.
So I got another malacha.
So, but it won't be Korea.
Right.
So, what do we see?
But if I do a tikkun in the Kriya,
so why is it?
I.e., ripping the pages or an oval.
Yes.
I don't need Kriya Amanas Litvar.
Okay, so by the Nekol, so the Nekol is a Kriya Amanas Litvar.
No, I don't do anything anymore.
So that's a tikkun.
No, it's a
tikkun. So why isn't that a tikkun? That's like ripping the pages. I'm not going to do anything anymore. L'chayr, they should be the same.
But I can use the shirt anyway.
Why? Without a hole for the neck?
So you got to put it.
But it's a tikkun because not going to use it for sure.
You can take something that's
already dead. That L'chayr. So he doesn't want to answer your. He's not going to be able to answer. He's not going to come out to the case of. He just wants to say the ritva. The ritva is a. How is the ritva going to answer the kareya of the gemara? That's like the question. How could the ritva say that by a nekol it's not kareya, and by a oval it is kareya? How could we manage that? So what he says, what he wants to say is like this. The stipler says a oval is a higher level than any other case you could get. How's that? Because by all the other cases, you would have been happier if you had the hole, if they made the shirt with a hole, right? You would be fine. That would be great if it came with a hole. So you don't need the ripping mamish. You're stuck, so you got to rip. So by those kind of ripping, there the din is you need to have it davka almanos litva. But by korei of a oval, if it already had the hole, you'd have to rip another one. So the pshat is he davka needs that it should be not ripped. He's looking for something unripped to rip. So then he says, that's mamish korei. In other words, that's like the best korei you could have is when the pshat is you need it to be ripped. You need the mice of the korea mamish. Same idea, right? Korea b'chamasa, it only will work. He won't be happy if it's already ripped, then he can't get let out his anger. So the pshat is, if you have that, that's mamish korea, that's the best korea. So then it's a malacha, even though it's not almanos litva. But by all the other kinds of korea, where the pshat is, it's only like a hechitimtza, then already we need to be almanos litva. And he tries to explain it a little more. Why is it like that? So he's like this. Very nice. This is a higher level. So, why is that so convincing? Lamaisif, you need almanos litva. So why do we? So he's mazur like this. He says, really, most malachas don't need the almanos in them. Most malachas are just zorea, finished. We don't have any almanos. They're all without almanos. What happened that korea needs an almanos? Cause of its weakness. Because it's a malacha, which is basically a ripper, a kilkel type of thing. It's like, you know, a ruining kind of thing. So in order to make it into a good malacha, we say it has to be almanos litva. So that was only said when the rip itself isn't the tikkun. It's only like the result. There we say that you need at least to match it to the Mishkan's result, because be'etzem, this is a thing of that in itself is not the good thing. So anything which is ba'atzmusay, not the tikkun itself, needs to go exactly into the Mishkan's almanos. But when the ripping itself is mamish what's needed here, so he calls it, it's like the good is not even in the beged. The good is that I got the mitzvah, right? Or the person let out his anger. The good is in the person. It's not in the beged at all. What got better here? What is the tikkun here? The beged? No, me. I got whatever feeling that the person needed to get. Either he had to show tzar or he had to let out his anger. So it's a malacha where the tikkun is the person got something from it. So over there, it's like a regular malacha. It's like a regular malacha where you don't need any special almanos. But when the tikkun is not in the person, the tikkun is the beged itself, then we go with the dumya to the mishkan that we have to use the same tikkun they did of almanos litvar. Okay, that's how he wants to answer the kasha.
So, and how does that work with Malchutzich Leguf? In other words, when it's by the person himself, we don't have this concept of Malchutzich.
That's called Tzricha Legufa. In other words, if you do a malacha for my own good, you mean it's not the same reason as the Mishkan?
Right.
Oh, so that there's Malchutzich Taka, Rashi and Taisus about that. I think Rashi says Taka that it's only like a Behuda. And Taisus says any mitzvah is always automatically called Tzricha Legufa. Tzorich mitzvah is called Tzorich leguf. Okay, anyways, that's the Stipler's answer. But you see, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. The Be'er Halacha's kasha is a good kasha. So now we'll go back again. Be'er Halacha says, that's it. It's a raya from Kriya that the malacha is without almanos litva. So if so, we have back our kasha on Rashi. That why, when he threw the arrow through the beged, it should become lebidirab minei because of the Kriya of ripping the beged. So now I want to say a brand new teretz to the kasha. The teretz is like this. We know there's a Gemara, Chayvel Umavir, Rabbi Avohu says, are special. You're chayiv even when you're mekalkel. Mekalkel b'chayvel umavir. It's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Gemara in Shabbos. How do we know this? That these two malachas are chayiv even by mekalkel? Because the Torah calls bris mila a malacha. And bris mila is called mekalkel, because the guf gets a kilkel. And the fact that he got a mitzvah, we don't reckon with that tikkun, because the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon always needs the tikkun in the guf. Rabbi Shimon's shita is you need everything to be according to the thing itself, like the concept of tzricha legufa. And when you get a mitzvah, that's not called a tikkun in the guf of the person. Memela, you see that the Torah calls chayvel chayev even by mekalk. The same thing by Mavir. The Gemara says when they cook up the lead to kill the Bas Koyen, you know, the Torah says that that's also Malacha on Shabbos, even though it's going to ruin her, it's going to kill her. So where's the Tikkun? You'll get a mitzvah, same thing. Rabbi Shimon doesn't count Tikkunim of mitzvahs. So since physically it's a kilkel, we see that the Torah says by Mavir and by Chayvel, you're Chayev, even if you're Mekal. Now, the Gemara goes weiter in Masechta Krisis, and the Gemara says, we have a concept that if a person was trying to cut item A, and by mistake his knife went on to item B, so it's called Melechus Machsheves, you're pater because you got the wrong item. You were looking to try to cut that, and you cut that, you're pater because Melechus Machsheves. Says the Gemara, but if you did that wrong by Chayvel or Mavir, you're Chay. Why? Because both are learned from Lechus Machsheves. We learn Mekalkel from there, and we learn switching items from there. So just like the Torah said that Mekalkel is Chayiv, so too, if you're Mechalif the things, you're also Chayiv. That's the Gemara. So the Kasha is, the Nesivus asks, the Beis Yaakov asks, but we know a third thing. Melacha Shein Tzricha LaGufa also is learned out from Lechus Machsheves. And yet the Gemara says Beferish in Sanhedrin, that if a person let blood out because he was pulling out a kites, he was pulling out a pricker from his arm on Shabbos, and blood came out, Rabbi Shimon poit there, because Melacha Shein Tzricha LaGufa Pater. So the Kasha is that all three of them are all from the same source. Mekalkel, Hechlif, and Melachos Tzricha LeGufa. So the first two, the Gemara is learning out, since you don't have Melachos Machsheves, so you, both of them. You don't need, you know, once you know you don't need it, you don't need it. Then all of a sudden, Melachos Tzricha LeGufa, you do need. What's the Chilik? So he has a Teretz, and it's a big Kasha on his Teretz, and I go into his Teretz. So what is the Teretz to this Kasha? So the Ramban, and Daf Kuf Vav in Shabbos, says like this. He says, it's true that we need meleches, that we do not need meleches machsheves by these meleches. But there's like a difference in level. In the case where the person is being mekalkel, let's say the case the Gemara gives, somebody's angry at his friend, so he goes and he burns down his friend's goddish. So he's mekalkalit. But at least he needed the malacha. At least he for bad reasons. But at least he had a tzayrich in the malacha. The malacha was to ruin his friend's stuff. So he had a tzayrich. The same thing in the case of the two babies. Even though the case in the Gemara was that by mistake he did meal on the wrong baby. So that was the hechlif there. So the person, the mayel, wants to do this. He has a purpose in what he's doing. Hey, he got it wrong, because he really was supposed to do the other baby. But he did it for a purpose. He has a tzayrich, and he thinks at least that he's doing a tzayrich. So that much, the Torah says, by these two malachas, as long as you have some tzayrich, you're already chayiv for the malacha, even though it's mekalkel. But, says the Ramban, in the case where the person threw by the case where the person is taking out the pricker out of his hand, he has no tzarech at all that the blood should come out. He wishes no blood would come out. It's tam shaloy le tzarech klal. That's a greater madrega of Melachos Machsheves that we do need even by these melachos. Okay? So Bekitzer, there's like levels in Melachos Machsheves. The way I understand it is like this. That to be fully Melachos Machsheves, you need to have tikkun. And you need to have the right item. By Chovel and Maver, the Torah like minimized it. The Torah said, even as long as you have any tzorech to do this, it's still enough to be Melachos Machsheves. But if you have zero tzorech to do it, it isn't Melachos Machsheves at all. So that's like out of the parsha. That's totally putter. That's like not even a malach. So here, what I'm taking out of this Ramban is that there's like three levels. Full Melachos Machsheves, tikkun. And you have the right chafetz. Middle Melachos Machsheves, you have either the wrong chafetz or kilkul, but you do want to do what you're doing. You have a tzayrach. So usually that's pater by these two melachos chevel and ma'avir chayv. If you have zero tzayrach for the thing, and it just stam blood came out of his hand, it's zero melachos machsheves, always pater. As Im Kain, with this, I want to give a teretz to the kasha. When the person threw the arrow and it ripped the shiroim, I think that there's zero tzayrach, right? He was a bad aimer or whatever it was, and it ripped his friend's thing on the way. There's zero tzayrach. So, Im Kain, I want to say like this. Emes, that Rashi said, that mekalkel is kam lebi d'rabba minei, but that's because it's still a melachos machsheves. It's not fully, it's not chayev, but that's Rashi's big chiddush, that from Tanit Vechizki we learn out that any maise which is considered a malacha, even if it's not right now a malacha, you can say kam lebi d'rabba minei on that. But if it's zero melachos machsheves, then it doesn't have a shame malacha at all. So when you don't have any tzarech at all, that's not even a malacha. If it's not a malacha, even Rashi agrees that it's not kam lebi d'rabba minei.
So the difference would be whether he's aiming at that beged or stop shooting the arrow and he hit the beged?
Exactly. In other words, in a case when he's aiming at the beged and he wanted to ruin his friend's beged on purpose, then taka, there will be kam lebi d'rabba minei. But here the case was it just hit it. So there's no kam lebi d'rabba minei.
In that case,
the case over there, it doesn't tell you. The words in the right. It's just a zayrik chaitz. The karashi roin behalichasei.
That's
Adam Willem. It could surely be that it just ripped it by mistake. So memela, that's my teretz to the kasha. And with this, I want to answer another ha'ora of the achrayim. There's a following gemara in Bavakama Chavava Midbeis. Haya Evan Bechekoi. A person had a stone on his lap and he didn't even realize there was a stone on his lap. And he stood up. So it goes through all the dinim. Are you chayiv for hezek? Says the Gemara. Yes, you are. Because Armud Loilim, even though you're a shaykik. Are you chayiv for boishes, if it embarrassed someone? No, you're not, because by boishes there's a din you need kavan. Are you chayiv for golus? No, because you need a din ha'chayis kavan. Are you chayiv for Shabbos? Says the Gemara, no. Meleches machsheves. Osra Torah, you're only chayiv if you have a meleches machsheves. So there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger on this Gemara, Simon Ches. Rabbi Kiveger asks that why does the Gemara need the Proteus Petur of Melechus Machsheves? There's a general big Petur called Misasik. There's a din, Ba, Pratla Misasik. There's a din in the whole Torah by any single one of the Lamed Vav Krisis. And as some Rechoreinim say, for the whole Torah, any Aver in the whole Torah, that if you're Misasik, that you don't know you're doing it at all, you're not Chayef. So why do we need the particular Petur that's Melechus Machsheves, which is only Miyuchad on Shabbos? Let the Gemara just say the general Petur that Ba Pratla Misasik. That's the Kasha Rabbi Kiveger asks. And for Rabbi Kiveger, his famous Yesod, that there's a Chilik between Misasik, between the general Ptur Misasik and the Ptur Melachos Machsheves. By Misasik, says Rabbi Kiveger, it's still an Aveira. You're over the Aveira. Now, Ba is in Parshas Vayikra. And it's talking by Oyhoida Ilov, Chatosa, Shechot Ba, Vehevi, Karbono, Isiras Izim. So the Pasik is saying, you don't bring carbon for this Aveira. So it's knocked down, it's not a full fledged Aveira, it's not bad enough to bring a carbon. But Aver it remains. Ma she'en kein, Melechus Machsheves, is zero aveira. It's mamish not an aveira because we call it a drabbanan. It's not even an aveira deraisa when it's melachos machshavas. So Meir Rabbi Kiri says, well, read the Gemara like this. The Gemara said, if you had a stone on your lap and then it rolled off your lap, are you chai for hezek? Yes, you are. How about Shabbos? So normally everyone reads the Gemara. It's like a new question. It's not related to the old thing. It's like a new thing. How about Shabbos? Zok b'kveger, no. The Gemara means in relation to the old thing. If the stone rolled off on Shabbos, would I have to pay for the damage? So the Gemara says, yes, you would have to pay for the damage because it's Melechus Machshavos, so there's no Shabbos, so you don't have Kol Nidramini. Zok b'kveger, now you understand why it didn't say Misasik. Because if it would have said Misasek, then it would be Tanit Chizkia would become the Rabbi Mine, because it would still be an Aver like Shoygin. So it couldn't say Misasek. Now the Gemara had to say Machshevis, so that it won't be a Malach at all, so you will have to pay for the Hezek. So the Amud Eyor and the Michas Baruch say, Zeir Shein, but your answer doesn't work according to Rashi. The Rashi that we started off well before. Rashi said that by Mekalkel, you do say Kom Leib D'Rabbi Mineh. And now Mekalkel is Melechus Machshavos. It doesn't bother Rashi. Kom Leib D'Rabbi Mineh anyways. So, Oy Bezoy, the Hor V'Kveger is not good according to Rashi. Because still you're not going to have to pay for what you did, even though it's Melechus Machshavos. You're still going to have Kom Leib D'Rabbi Mineh anyways. According to what we're saying tonight, the Rabbi Kveger is good like Rashi too. Because there's two levels in Rashi. If you did it for Mekalkel, but you had it Tzorich, you wanted to do the Mekalkel, so it's somewhat of a Melechus Machshavos, it's still within the realm of a Melacha, you say Kamli. If you have zero Tzorich at all, then Rashi holds it's not a Melacha at all, and Memela, Rashi agrees that there's no Kamli V'Rabbi Mineh over here. So Memela, even Rashi would agree that Rabbi Kveger's pshat is good. If it would be misasek, it would have been kam leib d'rabbi mineh. But now that's the greater level of melachos machshavos that you didn't have any tzarich in what you're doing. So then it's not a melach at all. Even Rashi holds there's no kam leib d'rabbi mineh. Okay, so that's the answer for Rabbi Kveger that the same. So now we just finished two ways to explain the Rashi. One way in the Rashi is that if you're not Amnos Litvar, it's not Amloch at all. So when you rip the Shiroin, it's not Amloch at all. Be'er Halacha disagrees with that. Be'er Halacha holds that the Amloch is plain Kireya. I don't care about Litvar. According to him, I'm giving a new answer that the Pshat is when you don't have any Tzorich at all for the rip, that makes it not Amloch at all. Those are the two Mahalchim I said so far. Now I'll say the Avnei Nezer's Mahalach. That's the third and final Mahalach. Avnei Nezer brings down the Gemara in Ksubas Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara is talking about a Ganav, and the Gemara is saying that usually Ganav has to pay, you know, kafel and so on. But if he steals on Shabbos, and he did the Malach of Hoitzah simultaneously with the Geneva, so we say, Kam Ledravineh, he doesn't have to pay for stealing. So the Gemara is talking about all the different ways how he stole. So the Gemara says, was he dragging it? Was he carrying it? So the Gemara says, Azoy, in order to be Chil Shabbos, you have to do a Malacha Kedarkoi. If you do a Malacha Shaloi Kedarkoi, then you're Patur. Why? Malacha Shabbos again. It has to be done the regular way. So the Gemara says, if it was a big package, so then you can have a case of Megara. Because dragging is very normal when it's very big. So then the case of the Chil Shabbos is Megar. If it's a small package, then Megar is Shalei Kedarkoi, you're not Chayav for Shabbos, so then he has to carry it in his hand. So the Braisa says there, Hoya Megar V'yotze, Hoya Megar V'yotze, Potter, says the Gemara, it has to be a big thing. That's the piece of Gemara. Zok Davnei Nezer, L'chayra, this Gemara is Shver and Rashi. Because the Gemara says, when you do it Shaloi Kedarkoi, we don't say Kom Leib D'Rabbi Mineh because of Melechus Machshavos. Rashi said by Mekalkel that we say Kom Leib D'Rabbi Mineh. So Zok Davnei Nezer, we're going to have to say that Rashi holds that we only can stretch the Tanit V'Chizkia to cover that when this act could be a malacha. With the right intentions, it's called a maisa, which can come to Chilul Shabbos. So I burned down my friend's thing for no good reason. But the same exact act could be done. Like the Gemara says, let's say you're Tzarech Lafer, you need ashes, right? I don't know, whatever it is. You need a lot of ashes. Then it turns into a tikkun. So this exact act could theoretically be a malacha. So therefore, it's considered commonly around according to Rashi's Hagdar. But if you did an act that cannot be a malacha, that you were dragging a little pin or something, this is always shaloi kedarkei. I guess we're going to have to say it always is. So memela there, this act could never be a malacha. So Rashi agrees that you don't say kamli drama. That's what he takes out of this piece of Gemara. Based on that, zok the avni nezer, we could answer the kasha on the case of the kara shiroi. Because the person ripped the shiroin through an arrow. Zok there, he holds it's also called shaloi kedarkei. That's not the normal way how you would rip a shiroin with an arrow. So memela, you have that reason of shaloi kedarkei, and on that we have a beferish in Gemara in Ksubis that says that that's considered not come when you do shaloi kedarkei, it's not kamli v'ravnei. Beferish in Gemara, Rashi has to agree with that. So memela, that's the third answer for the Rashi. All right, I see I have a little more time, so all right, I'll already say the fourth answer. I thought I only had time for three. But Avnei Nezer himself says a fourth answer. He wants to say a yesod like this, that when Rashi says that a kilkel is called a malacha, there's two kinds of kilkel, he says. One is when the thing, be'atzmusai, could be a tikkun, just that I today don't need that tikkun. So he says, for example, transforming wheat into ashes could be a tikkun. The Gemara says, there are people who are tzarech la'afer. Sometimes a person needs ashes. So this maise could be something good, just that for me, I don't want it. Then it has a shame malacha, but it's pater al tzmeleches machsheves. But he says, if a person does something which can't be a tikkun, it's not called a malacha. It's nothing. So a big yesod he wants to say here. So he says, ripping a good piece of clothing is something which can't be a tikkun. So memela, that's not a ptur of melachas machsheves, that's not a malacha. So memela, Rashi only said it by the case in Rashi in Bava Kama Lamed Hei is by Soyref Gadish. It was something that could be a tikkun, but for me it wasn't. So it's a malacha, but it's not lechz machsheves.
Yeah,
so, excuse me?
Oval.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you're saying here. Why can't it be a tikkun? All right, very good. Why can't ripping a thing be a tikkun? Very good kasha. I don't know. You mean the, at least the beged, the beged can never get a tikkun from it. I hear. In other words, he's saying that since the beged could never get a tikkun from it, maybe. Like that, okay, yeah, I hear. So then, that's enough that it won't be called a malach at all. That's important you say, you see in other places too, but all right, that will stop. So we ended up with four terutzim on the kasha, either because it wasn't almanos le litvar, or the teretz was because there's no tzayrich at all, or we said the teretz of that was kilachar yad, and kilachar yad is a gemara that you don't say, or a malacha which can never be a tikkun at all is not a malacha at all.
Yeah, very good.